on the air at 8. Our little girls and boys are gathered tonight to hear the sweet voices of...
Better man than I am, Gunga.
Oh, no, 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 oh, Mammy, oh, Mammy, oh.
Evening, friends, family, I mean gang, I mean, pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, this is Station OUCH of the New Writers Broadcasting Company, pardon me again, operating on a wavelength of 600 motorcycles by the authority of the Federal Prohibition Agents. The first number on the program for this evening will be rendered, to be rendered meaning to be torn apart, by the Silent Dozen Orchestra. They will play as the opening selection, People Who Live in Glass Houses Shouldn't. There will be an interrupted vocal chorus sung by those famous entertainers, Pete and Repeat.
Station ICH, New York, we will now give you the correct time. When you hear the beautiful chime, it will be exactly 6 7/8 split seconds past 8 o'clock, Eastern Daylight Standard Railroad Western Mountain Central Time. Get ready now. Listen for the chime. Attention. Forward. March. Mr. Sclablato will announce the next future. Feature.
It is now time, of course, for all the little girls and boys of our radio audience to get ready for bed. So Daddy Scarum will tell them one of his bedtime stories. Come, Daddy, Daddy Scarum.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy who wanted to hunt wild animals. Naughty boy. So he ran away from home and went to the jungles of Africa. As he entered the jungle, he came upon a lion and an elephant. They were fighting fiercely. The elephant wrapped his trunk around the king of beasts, lifted him high in the air, and dashed him to the ground with such force that there was blood for blocks around. Good night, children. Pleasant dreams.
This is Station BUNK, New York. We now take great pleasure in presenting to you Howell and Bellow, the silver-plated tenor and the gold-filled baritone, in a groupe of songs. The first number is a new one to our radio audience, this being the first time in any radio. It is entitled On the Road to Mandalay, Howl and Bellow. Ladies and gentlemen, owing to an SOUSE, there will be a slight pause in our program until somebody turns this record over.
We're the guys that wrote the book on etiquette.
Yes, we know just how all your victuals should be et.
I'll say we do.
We have writ this little book about mistakes we've saw.
Now take them down and don't forget that what we say is law.
Always leave your spoon right in your coffee. Look out for your eye.
Starting with your soup, first sound your A, then play the pilgrim's chorus.
Napkins are to catch the food that bounces off your knife.
And tuck the napkin in so it will stay underneath your double chin.
And always put both elbows on the table. Many are the pointers we could mention,
Now always gesture with your fork.
Keep your mouth full when you talk.
Thank you for your very kind attention. When your tea is hot, just use your saucer. Pick the pumpkin pie up in your hand.
Don't squeeze it.
Never ask for anything that you can't safely reach. Read Rule 82, you'll understand. Wipe your plate with bread when you have finished.
Mop up.
Many other pointers we could mention.
Grab your glass so it won't drop.
And always finish when you stop.
Thank you for your very kind attention.
We have some more to say on this matter.
You know, we've been watching people eat for many, many years.
Oh, and the way they eat has driven us to tears. It's simply awful.
There's no reason you can't eat polite the same as we.
Yeah, read our book on etiquette. It's simple as can be.
Always mix your peas with your potatoes.
And this makes eating with your knife a cinch.
You know, when somebody asks for bread, grab several pieces in your mitt.
And deal them out like you were dealing flinch, bridge, poker, binocle.
Take two toothpicks. You might sometimes drop one.
Of course. And many other pointers we could mention.
Put your gum beneath your plate.
And eat so fast you won't be late.
Thank you for your very kind attention. Never cut spaghetti up in pieces. Eat it like a chicken eating worms. When you're eating cake, be sure you'll eat the frosting first. Watch out for bacteria and germs. Always laugh when nothing funny happens. Many other pointers we could mention.
Finger bowls are set close by.
In event your glass runs dry.
Thank you for your very kind attention.